Well, hey, Calvary, welcome to our next installment over our CWOW weekend. It's Church Without Walls weekend. That means that we're not gathering in a physical building or a physical space, but we are sent as the church to go and be the church wherever you live, work, and play. And so whatever that looks like for you, I hope that God blesses your efforts as you make much of Jesus with whoever's around you right now. And so today, we're going to continue the conversation as we look at our 2030 vision. And if you're new to Calvary, you're just jumping in for the first time in a long time, man, we are on a mission by the year 2030 to double the number of Jesus apprentices here in the central region of Pennsylvania. And it's not a small vision, it's a very large vision. And if you ask anybody, it probably seems somewhat impossible. And honestly, that's because it is. Without the move of God, as we say, the right hand of God upon us, it is impossible. And so we need the Lord to move on our behalf if this is going to come to fruition. And if you've been a part of any of these CWOW weekend installments, we've looked at topics like the next generation, how we're prioritizing the next generation. We've looked at Front Yard Mission, how we're on a mission not only to be a church inside the walls to grow a big crowd, but to go and be a church that's a blessing to our neighborhoods. And so today, as kind of part three of this conversation, we're going to look at the idea of how we're preparing in faith as though 2030 will happen. And so we're going to kind of divide this up into kind of two categories, if you will. I'm going to take a moment and kind of give my view as someone on the staff team here leading the operations staff. What's that mean for a peek behind the curtain? What are we doing as a staff team to prayerfully prepare in faith as though the Lord will move and 2030 will happen? And then we're going to switch gears and we're going to look at what does this mean for our family unit? What are we thinking about? What are we praying about? And then maybe what are some of the implications for us as Calvary, as a movement of believers here in central Pennsylvania? What can we each take a step in owning when it comes to 2030? So here's where we can begin, maybe with an overarching principle, if you will. So when we say prepare in faith, if you've caught any of our content in the past, we talk about what systems need designed, what people need hired, what locations need started. And those are all good things, but I think they're secondary. And the God thing is we're a part of a kingdom, and it's not our kingdom, it's His kingdom. And ultimately, He is sovereign and ruling and reigning and saving. And we as His people are just entrusted to steward what's been put in our hands. And by God's grace, Calvary has grown exponentially over the years. And what's been placed in our hands is not only hundreds of people, but thousands of people. And a vision for not only a few more people, but thousands of more people across our region. So that means that we need to steward the dollars and our days in a way that glorifies God and is good for the people that He's entrusted us to disciple. And so the overarching maybe kingdom principle is that God is a God of stewardship, right? He's entrusted us with certain things. He's entrusted us with certain resources. And so as we fall under His rule and reign, we're entrusted to glorify God by preparing as though He is God, we are not, but everything He's put in our hands really matters to Him because they're people. And so as we think about 2030 as a staff, we've already taken some pretty big steps that may not be ever heard of if you're in the seat on a Sunday morning. But man, even as of the day we're recording this morning, we are in the middle of some big shifts when it comes to who's doing what role on our team. And so we identified that if God is going to move in the way that we're believing Him to move, we're going to see not only the region double in Jesus apprentices, but Calvary, right? And so how are we preparing our staff team to make disciples of Jesus and steward the people He's going to entrust to us? How are we preparing to steward the dollars He's going to entrust to us? And so we're having conversations about what roles make sense if 2030 happens. And so we've taken some steps to kind of beef up our executive team, some extreme ownership at the top of the vision and the resources that God has given us. And we've taken some steps to beef up our directors in the middle of the organization. They're managing the day-to-day kind of operations of Calvary Church. beyond that, we're starting to take some steps towards, God, where are you calling us to start our next Calvary location? And who's going to lead that location? And what resources do we need? And what can we believe for? In addition to that, Calvary has two daycare centers, Calvary Kid Care, that this year in particular are doing very well. And so we're just asking and dreaming, God, what's next? Is there another opportunity to start something that's going to add value to the community, to create jobs, to provide excellent childcare for kiddos during the week? And so as a part of the movement of God, we're saying, God, we have people, we have resources, we want to steward them well. And so that's taken up a lot of time. That's taken up a lot of dollars recently, and it's going to take up more time and dollars in the future. But here's the really cool thing that's come out of this. We've changed the way that we gather as a staff, and this is really recent. And if you walk into a Thursday morning at 11:30, you'll see on our wall just a list of names of people that call Calvary home, that we're just saying, we just want to bless, we want to pray over, we want to pray that the Lord would just give grace upon grace and multiply their influence, and the Holy Spirit would lead them into a greater measure of engagement, not only at Calvary, but outside of Calvary. We're praying over their workplaces, we're praying over their families, and so just, man, what a cool opportunity to say that if stewardship is the goal, it begins with our people, it begins with who we can pray over. And we really believe that God is going to bless it. You may never hear that in a sermon on a Sunday, but that's what's happening behind the curtain each and every day as our staff leans into what we believe God is going to do. But the meat of our conversation today is kind of on the personal side. So that's great that the Calvary staff can prepare the systems and the resources and the hiring and firing, whatever, maybe not firing, but
hopefully not firing.
But how do we as individuals take kind of extreme ownership of, you know, we need to prepare as a family, our neighborhood? How can we prepare for our neighborhood? How can Calvary as a movement individually and collectively prepare in means of prayer, in means of finances, in means of whatever it may come to mind? And so I'm gonna toss it over. So if you've not met my wife, Courtney, she's much wiser and smarter than I. And so a lot of our conversations at home around how do we prepare, you've been so instrumental in kind of being the compass of our home. If God's going to move, here's what we should probably pay attention to. And so what's that felt like? What's that been like for us as a family unit?
Yeah, I think as I was hearing you talk, I kept thinking, like, it's this principle of sowing and harvest and reaping and labor, right? Like, we see all of these kind of agrarian, agricultural symbolism in Scripture and those kinds of conversations. And I'm hearing from you that right now the staff, the kind of the organization of Calvary Church is in this season of laboring, of sowing, of preparation, believing that the Lord's going to bring a harvest. But we don't just not farm because the Lord will bring crops, right? Like that's not, that's literally not how like the kingdom economy works. And so I think that's exciting to hear that that's what's happening behind the scenes. But to your point, if the vision is doubling of Jesus followers, that won't happen by the 45 to 50 staff alone. It just, it won't happen. And so it only works if the body of Calvary joins and partners with kind of the work that's happening behind the scenes and begins to embrace our own work behind the scenes and says, okay, the Lord has given Calvary, the organization, these resources, this building, this land, these people, like fill in all the organizational blanks. But if we don't ask ourselves those questions, there's a barrier to 2030. Yeah. And it's not a barrier to the Lord moving, but I do think it's a barrier to us getting to be a participant in what the Lord is doing. Yeah. And so it's more so that we miss out. And we don't get the opportunity to partner with what God's doing. So as I think about our family, there's two real places that come to mind. And one of them is finances. And the other is it's time and relationships. And, you know, we've talked a lot around giving kind of as the next campaign launched and all of those things. And we made lots of, you know, giving pledges and all of those pieces. And I think that's one part of it.
Yeah.
But the other part for me anyway, I'd be curious to hear your take, is what it looks like to have our family financially positioned in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And if I believe God is going to start to use us, use our family, use the believers in our community to impact our neighborhood, then there are going to be opportunities for generosity that are separate from Calvary.
Yes.
And I think we've really started to wrestle down, what does that mean for the way that we prioritize our finances and the decisions we're making? Because when Next came around, it was like, okay, let's figure out how we can, you know, go above and beyond our tithe, and how can we increase our offering and all of these pieces. But that's all going through kind of the funnel of Calvary, which is so critically and important to make all the things you just said happen. That piece of prepare in faith doesn't happen if we didn't commit to that, which is we being the body at Calvary. But what happens when my neighbor has a need? If I've maxed out my financial capacity, both in, you know, personal needs and then also in generosity via the church, what happens? And so I don't know that I have a good answer yet, but kind of wrestling down, what does it look like to prepare for us, for our family, to be kind of financially able, even if it's just small needs, to be engaged in what God is doing and going to do in our community over the next 6 years? And so, I don't know, what's that been like on your end as you think about preparation?
I'm thinking just the other day, one of our neighbors was outside and his lawnmower had broken down, and we're getting to know him. And we know that, you know, there's some financial constraints. And I remember coming inside and saying, you know, I wish like today we were in just slightly of a better place where it wouldn't be a burden for us to just write him a check and say, we're going to fix that. Or we're going to bless you in this way, just to kind of go over the top, extraordinary in our generosity. And so I think big time, and this is kind of real time, we're fleshing this out as we think, man, if God is going to move in the center region, he's going to move in my neighborhood. And I want to shepherd and love and give grace and even provide for my neighborhood in a way that's above and beyond that points to the gospel. And so financially, I want to be prepared to bless my neighbors in a way that points to how Jesus has blessed me. And so I think absolutely. The other piece that came to mind was, so we're in the middle of 100 days of extraordinary prayer. And we mentioned like relationships are going to be huge for us going forward, not because our neighbors are a project to be worked on, but because we're the project and we're to be used as instruments of grace to the world. And what an extraordinary gift and also something to steward. And so maybe lean into conversations we've had just about how can we be over the top, maybe extra to our ordinary prayer for our neighbors, preparing in faith, knowing that God can move and do anything that he desires to do.
Well, because, I mean, prayer, right? We've heard kind of lots of talks on prayer recently, lots of sermons. We're diving into this content. What we're hearing more and more is, yes, prayer moves the heart of God, and that's kind of the mystery of prayer and all those dynamics, but ultimately prayer changes us. And so part of our preparation in prayer is partnering with the Lord and what he's doing. But it's also stirring our affections for our neighborhood so that we get to be a part of what God is doing. And so, yeah, prayer for our neighborhood. I think that's a great point, that the financial component is one piece we are personally wrestling with, but that the idea of preparing specifically in your neighborhood for the move of God could look a lot of different ways. Like, I'm immediately going, okay, it's time, right? Yeah. How can I make sure that I've got the pockets of time that when a need pops up, I've got the flexibility? Or is there something small? I can add one thing to a grocery run every week to create just some essentials that I can be prepared to bless somebody that has need. Or just kind of thinking about what does it look like to be prepared to basically to expect God to show up in the way we're asking him to. If God shows up, what do I want to be true about myself, my home, my family, my calendar? That's really the question we're trying to answer. And so that's the first thing, kind of preparing in the neighborhood. And then the second thing is, you were talking, thinking about relationships. And, you know, for work, I spend my whole days working with organizations on what it looks like to develop their people in order to produce the business results that they're wanting to produce. And so it's lots of coaching executives and then coaching internally, my team who coaches executives on this very thing. And I've been wrestling with this idea of, if businesses are investing in preparing for results on a financial front or on a, you know, business results front, they're developing the skills and the gifts of their people unto that. How much more important is it for us to be considering what it looks like to develop our skills, our gifts, our talents in preparation for what the Lord is going to do. And so I'm thinking about, you know, what's that discipleship or mentorship relationship look like as we're saying, like, I believe the Lord has called me to this thing, or I believe the Lord has given me this skill set. And or even if it's just in its infancy, I'm finding that I have a passion for something that maybe needs fanned and or maybe needs developed. Taking that before the Lord and saying, hey, what can I do with this?
Yeah.
And then beyond that, so that's the kind of the extraordinary to the prayer component. Beyond that, extending it to who is helping me build this? Who is discipling me unto the spiritual disciplines or the physical routines or whatever it is that needs to be built up so that I'm ready when God says go, or when God pours out, you know, provision or his blessing or begins to move, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And so am I building those skills, those habits, those disciplines? And it just requires somebody ahead of me. And so, you know, that's been we've shared before that we've had a lot of transition in ministry life, and often it can be really tough because those transitions come with a loss of relationships. And so, or at least a change in them, making sure that we have people ahead of us, whether it's in the journey of faith or in the journey of discipleship or in the journey of life in general, beginning to pour in and mentor us and saying, hey, here's what I'm seeing. Is that what you're hearing from the Lord? Is that what you're noticing? Here's where I think you can still grow, so that when 2030 gets here and the Lord has poured out everything we're believing he's going to pour out, we are ready and prepared to kind of hit the ground running and be a part of that movement. I don't know. What's that? How does that land when you think about the idea of making sure you're being discipled, making sure you're being mentored so that you're ready as a human, as a Jesus apprentice?
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems like in a nutshell, as a movement, I think we're just feeling a call back to just the simple nature of the kingdom of God and the gospel at work. We're talking about how do we live a life in the way that loves your neighbor and loves the Lord God? And those things are never at odds. In fact, when you're doing one, you're doing the other. And so it's the practical things that aren't really a part of our culture that we're seeing and sensing that we just need to get back to. Like, I need somebody ahead of me and behind me. I need to prepare my resources and my time and my schedule and the dynamics of my family and in a way that is interruptible and allows the Holy Spirit to move us in the direction that he wants us to move. And it's a simple pared back life. It's not a complex programized life. And so when we talk about all the steps of preparation as a movement and individually, it really is just a call to simplicity. Because I think it's back to basics, because I think there's maybe a wrong presupposition if we think that God is going to move in the year 2030.
Yeah.
It's like he's moving now.
Yeah,
and he'll move in 2030. Mm-hmm. And the entire journey is one of continual preparation as we follow the leading of the Spirit. And so maybe the question for us as a movement is maybe similar to the question we're asking as a family unit, is what is your next good and right step? What is the Lord calling you to pray into? If you're not praying for the next generation, pray for the next generation. If you're not praying daily for your neighbors, pray for your neighbors. If your finances are a mess, take a step towards getting some of that organized and cleaned up so that it's not only for your good, but it's for the good of your household and for your neighborhood and for whatever God wants to use outside the walls of your home. And so it's not a call to complexity. It's a call to simplicity. And so the question is, Holy Spirit, what are you directing me to do? What's my good next step? So anything you want to add, kind of cherry on top, word of wisdom?
I don't know about word of wisdom. I just, as you were talking, it's this idea of, ooh, there's a, you know, cultural saying, like, get your house in order.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little bit of saying, like, Lord, what part of my house needs to be put back in order?
Yeah.
So that I'm prepared that as you're moving, when you move in the way that we're believing you are and you will, I get to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like open hand, laying it all out. What do I need to prepare, to clean up, to organize, to repent of, to build, to engage with? Like you said, scripture's full of these parables and stories around preparation.
Yeah.
And so it's just asking the Lord, what is it that he needs us to go get to work preparing, believing that he's moving and that he's going to move.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Cool. Well, Calvary, I hope you're as excited as I am and as we are and we as a staff team. I really believe our best days are ahead. I believe we're going to see an outpouring of the Spirit of God, and we're going to see salvation. We're going to see new life in Christ and marriages and families and neighborhoods put back together, maybe in a way that they haven't been before. And it's not our good work. It's God's good work, but we get to join him in the story that he's writing. And so prayerfully think about, consider what it is that God's calling you to do next. What's your next right step in means of prayer, in means of preparation? Maybe it's in your finances, maybe it's in your family, but there's a step. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray for us, and then we're going to go get to work by God's grace. So let's pray. So Jesus, we thank you that you've already gone ahead. 2030 is no surprise to you. Our next day is no surprise to you, but you are sovereign and you are good. And so we fully trust that you are God. And so we, in that, God, we pray that as we prepare in faith, that you would just give us glimpses of heaven and glimpses of good grace, as we aim to steward, what's in our hands well. And so, God, at the heart of this, I pray that all things would be done for your glory and for the good of people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.